names on the guest list. I can't forget your name, always had it on a necklace. She said, new phone, who this? As soon as I texted, then I saw a pretty little face standing right by the exit. I said, it's funny that you here, cause I know this really ain't your thing. She said, you got that right, and a car will arrive in 15. She said, it's 12:35, and she still got work in the morning. I ain't trying to kill the vibe, you can see it in my face, I'm torn. Yeah, but wait. Just like magic, they playing our song from way back when we fell in love. She put down her jacket and gave me her phone, said I can't stay, but just hold up. Moving through the crowd, almost dropped my drink, girl, we in LA, that shit ain't cheap. She said you ain't changed one bit, put my hands on her hips and said just focus on me. Her body like Calypso, Calypso. She throwing that back, I'ma leave on my fist up. Yeah, I love it when you get low. I saw my hand down your back on your thighs when you get close. Bust when she move her hips slow. Bust already it. Knew you were bad, but I act like I didn't know. Yeah. 90210 the zip code. There's a party in my bank and I send you the info. Deuces, I see you later, right there. I'm full of prayer. Focus on me, not on them haters, baby. Don't tools make you crazy, maybe. We can sober up in my bed, but you won't let me take you there. You proceeded to leave, but then just like magic, they playing our song from way back when we fell in love. She put down her jacket and gave me her phone, said I can't stay, but just hold up. Moving through the crowd, almost dropped my drink. Oh, we in LA, that shit ain't cheap. She said you ain't changed one bit, put my hands on her hips and said just focus on me.
Her body like Calypso,
yeah.
When she throwing that back, I'ma leave on my fist up. I love it when you get low. I saw my hand down your back on your thighs when you get those. Bust when she move her hips up. Already knew you were bad, but I act like I didn't know. 90210 the zip code. There's a party in my bank and I send you the info. Her body like Calypso. Yeah. Come on, with my fist.
I love it when you get low.
Oh yeah, when you get low.
Bust when she move her hips up. 90210 the zip code. There's a party in my bank and I send you the info. Can I send you? We could rendezvous now. Hey.
Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You.
Mic check.
Yo.
Damn, I can't hear myself either.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm good.
Yep.
Nice, sir. Fix this thing on the fly.
Oh, my bad.
Yo. Trash, dog.
Okay, there I go. I'm back decent.
We back, baby.
We back for another. God damn it. Crew Season Post Podcast.
Whole gang.
Episode 170. We back.
Siento. 70. Ciento 70.
I'm say, boy, you got that one off quick. I'm proud
That's
of you.
That's quick. That's easy. That's light work.
Sound boy, look closer to me. Kenny T is in the building. OT is in the building.
Y'all see, I'm here.
I know God level in the building, man. Come on.
Detroit AC, man. Another episode of the Crew Season Podcast, man. How y'all boys doing on this glorious night?
Tired. Working.
We here, man.
Y'all lucky, I love y'all.
Blessed.
And yet we push.
Blessed, man. We just, you know, here to spread the good news, the good word of the Book of Crew.
Yeah.
You feel me? From the Book of Crew.
Speaking of good news, good word, man, we got an announcement. Salute to the Patreon. Salute to Crusader Nation. Everybody that's been supporting us and rocking with us from day one, man. We appreciate everybody that's been along for this ride. We've been talking about, we've been working on something for a while, and it's finally come to completion.
Mm.
We now have an app.
Mm.
The Crew Season
yes,
app
sir.
Is officially here.
Yeah.
Now, on this app, we're going to be getting full podcast episodes, videos, and extra pieces of content that will not be available to everybody else that's subscribing. And as of right now, if you go... Tap in. It's a 7-month free trial. And then after that, it's going to be $4.99.
7 days.
Yeah, 7 days. Yeah, boy, damn. 7 months.
That nigga sound like Cole.
We love y'all, but I need that.
Nigga sound like Cole when they got that.
Riddle spoons.
That's crazy.
One for four.
Free trial. What? Free trial, three same. Small payments of 50 cents.
You get the app for free.
You know
but you
mean?
Gotta pay for the content.
You gotta pay for the content.
I actually like that idea.
On the low.
On the low.
But yeah, man, 7-day free trial. It's gonna be $4.99 a month after that. And it's also a 12-month situation. You just pay it all up front, one annual fee, $49.99, man. So again, that's for everybody that been rocking with us, Patreon members. If y'all wanna convert over, then y'all can. If y'all wanna stay where y'all at, that's fine too. We're gonna continue to upload the content to y'all the same way that we would on the app. But we would prefer y'all to head towards the app.
Yes, and it's on iPhone,
Android.
Yep.
Get on your TV.
Apple TV.
Roku.
Roku. Fire TV.
All the big ones for the most part.
You understand me? Everything. All the way legit.
Fact. And it's cheaper for you, $20 a month.
Yep.
Pay it. I mean, but hey.
Very true.
If you want to pay the $20, I appreciate the support.
Yeah.
Nah.
But I would rather you go over to the app. So.
Yeah, for sure. And on this app, like I said, it's going to be extra content. All of the extra content we've been recording with celebrities. Y'all been wondering where the hell is all of that going? What's going on? It's going to be on the app. We're going to roll it out here slowly. Right now, we got the Hitman Holla episode up right now that y'all can go check out, man. Classic, classic episode. Salute to bro for popping out, man, and you know, of course, enlightening us with his wisdom and his perspective, as always. And we got more stuff coming. So we just wanted to announce that, man. We'd have been hard at work on it. It'd have been a year in the making. And, you know, now it's finally here. But, you know, of course, like we always say, we're not going to half-ass nothing. We're not going to put out no bullshit. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. And that app is gorgeous. So make sure y'all go tap into that. Merch. We've been seeing everybody. Everybody wondering, man. Damn,
can't keep up. She just flying away. Just flying, nigga. Damn.
Yeah.
Say we need a warehouse now.
Dead ass.
For sure, man.
With a permanent work.
We need to do a winter sale.
Yeah.
Sell it on.
Flash sale.
And then drop the summer collection.
That'd be hard.
For the new season. You ain't lying.
That'd be hard.
Because them Hoochie's daddy shorts coming, baby.
Oh, my out of hell, man.
The real Hoochie.
The real Hoochie.
No Diddy.
No Diddy.
At all.
No Diddy at all.
At all.
Big Diddy.
Oh, no. Hell no. You let me out, dog. Hey, no, let me out.
Said big.
Hell no.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Big Diddy is crazy.
Big Diddy is insane.
Don't be stealing my shit.
But yeah, man, we got new pieces of merch that I'm sure y'all been seeing. It will be on the website soon. Well, we're in the process of restocking right now. Everybody that done ordered online, I apologize for the long wait times, but everybody that ordered online now, products should be on the way. So if y'all listening to this, the products should be there. And if it isn't there by the time you hear this, then we've sent full refunds because we just didn't have the product in stock. And I don't like having people money in my pocket when the product is not on the way. So check your accounts. Full refund should be there. But yeah, at the end of the day, we're trying to keep up with the demand. And the demand is high. We've been kind of struggling inventory-wise to get the turnover the
Straight
way
up.
We needed to be.
Right.
But, you know, we're gonna eventually get a handle on it, man. Keep on rocking with us. New stuff coming. I think that's everything. Appreciate everybody that been popping out to the Tonight's Conversation shows, man. Pulling up to the merch table, showing love, man, and taking pictures and, you know, buying new merch, man. And just showing a lot of love, man. Like, it's some day ones that's coming up to that table, man. Quoting stuff that only day ones would know.
Right.
Episodes, lines, catchphrases, showing me merch, showing me pictures that like, you got to be day one fans to know these things, man. So we appreciate y'all more than anything, for sure. And we're going to be, I think the next stop going to be Philly, Baltimore. So salute to everybody in Philly, Baltimore, man. We're going to see y'all out there. Make sure y'all stop by the table. And, you know, we're going to take pictures, chop it up, all of that good stuff, man. And, you know, get you right with merch, things of that nature. On that note, man, let's go ahead and get into this thing.
Hold on, real quick. Mm-hmm. I want to say something real quick. I want to shout out to all the fellas, too, that be coming up to the table.
Right.
Because they be shouting us out and saying we be speaking some real shit. We be speaking for the fellas. And they know, you know, some shit, they, you know, some shit ain't pandering. Shit just be real.
Yeah.
And they can take it, they can digest it, and they can understand, like, okay, yeah, I see where bro be coming from, or I see where, you know, y'all feel that we need to work better either myself or as a family, as a unit, how I can be a better leader, shit like that. So
right.
They be coming just showing love, man, and we really appreciate that. And that means more than anything because, you know, for the women's side, it's kind of, you know, a little easy a little bit because we are more understanding. We don't be yelling at them and stuff like that. But from the fellas to come to us and saying that we be speaking some real shit, like, that mean a lot for real.
So salute to y'all, man. Appreciate it, man. Crusaders is everywhere, and it's growing. By the second. Let's go and dive in here, man. I want to start this one off with a little bit of fun.
Come on.
Somebody was speaking about side chick etiquette.
Mm.
We're going to play this clip, man. I can't even play this clip.
How ironic.
I'll take on it.
I'm playing. This is for you three niggas.
Judge, but understand there's rules to it. You can't just be a side chick and don't understand the rules.
Right. What's the rules?
The rules is you can't call him after a certain time.
Huh.
You don't get holidays. You get the day before or the day after.
February 13th or 15th.
Yeah, he might show up for Valentine's Day, but it's limited time. You're not getting his undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might get gifts, but you're getting gifts because you're not the nag. His main chick is the nag, right? You're the fun. You're not ever supposed to get serious with him because you're the side. You never take him serious either. You never make him your main. If you're his side, he's your side as well. That's the part where chicks get it fucked up.
Side chick etiquette. There's a lot of chicks out here, man, who subscribe to being a man's second option and then want main woman qualities. Do y'all feel like that's an epidemic that's going on in today's society?
Epidemic is crazy.
You got a Brian Gumbel.
It is. Epidemic.
It's an epidemic.
Epidemic.
On.
Come on, man.
Side chick epidemic, man. What's your thoughts, Kenny?
I ain't got no thoughts. I don't deal with no side chick issues. So.
Have you ever had a side chick?
Everybody the side chick to Kenny, huh?
You right.
Nigga just stamped it. Yeah, you know what? You got me.
Yeah, you got me. I don't want to give nobody my time, really.
Yeah, I think with this stuff, man, I think it's very interesting. I think people be signing up for roles that they don't really want. They be signing up for a piece, hoping that one day that they're gonna get the full thing. But the reality is, for everybody listening, and for all the women who are playing this role, I wouldn't advise you to take that role. I just wouldn't. But people are going to do what they want to do. That's one thing I done learned about this life. You can tell people the right thing to do. You can give them a blueprint to succeed. But when they get in that situation, they're going to do exactly what they want to do. Cool. But when you do that, you got to understand what you're signing up for. You are signing up for a piece, not the whole thing. As unfortunate as that may sound, that does not mean that you get in there and, you know, you agree to the peace and then the shit go real good and y'all spending time and you enjoying the time and now you get to asking questions. Hold on. You start having expectations. You want to talk on the phone. Mm-hmm. You want to call them at all times of day. You want quick responses. That's not what you signed up for. You signed up for a piece. You signed up for, I'll get around to it when I can. That's what you signed up for. But a lot of people sign up for that, and they don't really want that.
And forget they role.
Can you blame the man? Or you think it's more on the women in most cases?
I think it's...
Men do it too.
Because I'm saying that because I feel like men, you know, we make, you know, and be, you know, y'all, first of all, ladies, y'all supposed to know what it is. If y'all know that y'all decide, y'all discussed it, whatever, y'all know he married, y'all know he got a gal, whatever it is, whatever situation, y'all know y'all decide. But it'll flip or they'll get feelings when the man starts doing things that's girlfriend like.
And that's out of fuck up at.
But out of being a gentleman, because that's just the natural what he doing. Nah. He may get you a light gift. He get the wife or the girlfriend a big gift. He get you something light. But just to hold you over, just to give you just enough. And then now she feeding off that. And now she want a little bit more because he ain't disrespecting her. He respecting the boundaries. He having a good conversation with her. He laying that pipe. And so now I want a little more.
Man, a light gift to a manless woman is a really big gift, no matter what it is, bro. It could be some petty. We all look at perfume like it ain't shit, no matter what it costs. Mm-hmm. Perfume, my lady, like, all right, 200 bet. But that's some, that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? But to
200.
Oh, y'all don't spend 200 on how y'all smell? God, y'all gonna shake like a motherfucker.
I didn't say I wouldn't spend it. Uh-huh. I'm just saying 200 on some cologne is still expensive, goddamn
it. That's all I'm Yes, about. It is.
Well, I ain't gonna tell y'all my life. But anyway.
I saw you put on that juke.
Never. They know how I smell.
You can spray 10 times.
Hey, the 40th annual edition. With the gold box.
They had Otis in the car. Smoked out that one day.
I was smelling good, too.
You gonna say,
I
was smelling damn, good.
Hey.
That nigga Otis went
through
a
mess. No, that nigga smooth.
Hey, Otis
smooth
know.
Out the whip.
Hey, Otis know. He had to give me my props one day.
Hey, boy, man. Hey, hot box of the cologne. That's crazy.
Hey, Otis know.
Hot box of the cologne.
Had to give me my props. We walk by these females. She say, damn, one of y'all smell good. Oh, that my nigga right there.
I know.
I said, that was me.
Nah.
I don't remember that. I can't say what it was. I can't.
Can you imagine walking by a group of females and they say one of y'all smell good? They say, oh, that's that nigga.
My nigga say, hey, that my nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? That's me, man. Y'all know I smell great, man.
Y'all know I smell great. No Diddy.
Big Diddy.
No Diddy. Big Diddy.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Go ahead. Finish your point. Nah, my bad, man.
Like that 200 to a manless chick, bro. Like whatever gift it is, bro, it's a big gift. Versus,
I see what you're saying.
You're not giving her nothing but, you know what I'm saying, just dick on it. And, well, some of them qualify that as a great gift, too.
Yeah. Because some niggas may pay a light bill, pay a phone bill, just to keep her right here.
Can't do none of that.
Because when he come over, she have a hot meal ready for him. She going to rub his back. She going to give him a little good conversation. If she don't give him a conversation, she's going to sit there and listen to him vent.
Nah, you got to just give her some motivation. That's it. Don't buy nothing.
I think most of the men mess up is when they start taking a side chick on more chips than they take their wife on.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's egregious.
They do it. They go on a business trip. Oh, hey, I'm going to take my side chick with me.
That's because they be slutting them out.
I'm taking my side chick with me. And your wife like, hey, you know, can I show up with you? Nah. Nah. I'm going to be busy. I can't go.
I'm going to be busy.
That's crazy.
Stay busy.
All right.
I'll call you.
Devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can the side chick sometimes just be more fun than the wife take on the trip? I mean,
cause she ain't got no leg to stand on, so y'all don't argue. Cause she can't. Even if she want to argue, she can't because you didn't pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no kids with her, so she can't argue about that.
It's true.
You ain't paying. Well, you might be paying some bills. You paying her bills, so she ain't arguing about that.
True. Paying her bills.
She just happy to be there.
She ain't got no leg to stand on. She happy to be there. With your wife, she's like, hey, I know you doing all this, and I'm giving you this in return. Mm-hmm. And gave you kids. You know, I make your food for you. I clean the house. You know what I'm saying? And when we go on this trip, hey. Let's do something nice and
come on,
Steve. I don't want to be more spontaneous. Or,
bro, who paying bills?
A lot of men don't want to slut out their wives like they want to slut out their side chicks.
Talk about it, Kenny.
That's very true.
Talk about it, Kenny.
Sadly,
they don't want to
treat their wives like the hoes.
They don't want to treat them like sluts. Before. But unless you get a good woman and say, hey, sometimes I want to be treated like a fucking slut.
Mm-hmm.
So slut them out. Now, have you ever talked to your wife about that?
Women like to be slutted out.
I want
to
be slutted out. You know, I'm a virgin now. Back in my day.
Give a good smacking. Born again.
Sometimes treat me like a slut in that bedroom. I'm like, God damn, girl. All right, cool.
wind up fucking him.
Yeah, you then fuck the Holy Ghost out of me.
Sanctified.
Goddamn, having exorcism in there, goddamn it, shit.
Hey, but the thing is though, like I can never blame the person in the relationship. I can't, because and this is why. Well, let me rephrase. The person in a relationship, as long as they kept it G with them and said, hey, I'm in a relationship, I'm mm-hmm. married, I'm whatever the case may be.
To the side.
To the side. From that point, the liability is off them. It don't matter how he treat her after that. Because you walked into a situation knowing that this man, like, I'm an option to this man. I'll never have the whole him. He's or in a relationship. Her. He's in a full relationship. Or her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you walked in knowing that. That's just like me walking down the hallway, and it's a fucking wet floor sign right there. And I decide, okay, I see that, but I'm going to walk fast anyway, and I bust my ass. I can't sue the school. The sign was right there. I can't sue the building. The sign was right there that said, slow your goofy ass down. This floor is wet. Right, yeah. But just because you want to walk fast, whatever happened to you after you decide to walk fast after you read that sign, that's on you. Right, so in that type of situation, which is what she's saying, you got to take accountability. You signed up for a piece of that person. You can't sign up for a piece when you aspire to have the whole them. That's just not how that works.
Yeah.
You lose your leverage there. You know what I'm saying? So,
but in that, the ones that do that, they end up trying to destroy your relationship for real.
Right. Right.
Doing goofy ass
shit. If you ain't give me what we signed up for at the beginning, we got a problem.
No, I'm talking about when they want more, when they see them as the person.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes we signed up that you was going to pay my bills and stuff. Now you don't want to pay my bills
no more.
Who is
paying bills, bro?
Let me tell you something.
Be paying them bills.
Niggas be paying bills. And a lot of times the side be beneath them. So that's why they pay a bill to keep them on their side. It's some type of incentive, because outside of them being the side, they don't really have no other incentive with you being there. If they date somebody else, a regular degular dude, he not going to pay their bills.
Hey, broke.
But if you got somebody, if you date somebody that got something to lose, he going to give you a little hush money, or he going to pay a bill just to keep you afloat, just so you can keep doing the things that you're doing for me.
That's the thing. Like, I need you to be available to me at all times. And I think that's more so what it is.
Yeah.
Now, when I was younger, I could never understand that. I was like, that shit just doesn't make sense. But then you get older, and it's like, okay, I'm paying to keep you situated and available to me. So I got somewhere to go. We ain't got to be in cars doing this. We ain't got to be in hotels doing this. I got a whole apartment that's ducked off somewhere where I know where it's at. Mm-hmm. I got Ring cameras. I know who coming in. I know who coming out. I can keep tabs on you. And it's a lot of women out there dealing with that. I can kind of say some names on this camera.
You kind of need gonna do that. Him, in a sense.
But yeah, you need me. Mm-hmm. So again, you gonna overperform when I come over there for them 2 times a week that I see your ass or whatever the case may be. And that's all that type of man really wants. That's it. I just need you to perform it at peak efficiency, and I need it as convenient for me as possible.
Like literally on call.
On call.
Paying bills, bro.
Bro, Matt, don't act like you living underneath the rock. Come on, man.
No, I'm not living underneath the rock. I wouldn't do that, bro.
But paying them bills is not that much.
If you make 10 grand a month, you can pay some bills.
$300-$400 ain't nothing.
I swear to God, I understand all that. I swear I do.
But you saying why?
Well, I don't understand it, bro. If you not my woman, I ain't paying shit.
You just said $200 ain't no money.
I just said $200 wasn't no money.
You gonna go out? You gonna go out on the same? You gonna go out to the club? I would never buy
no. I would never buy no woman. You know what I'm saying? No perfume or nothing like that. I wouldn't do that.
But you about to spend that? Not you. But you about to go out and spend that in one day, one night.
You think the side chick role is that the man just gets sex and she get nothing out of it?
He gets some.
She get my presence.
He gets some mental stimulation.
Come on, man.
He get mental stimulation. He get fed.
She get some game from me. Hey, I'm blessing when I walk into your life. You know what I'm saying? You better scoop up as much game, because when I leave, it's over.
Come on, man.
She giving you some game.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the type of side of shit that blow your own spot.
Straight up.
Right there and there.
Straight up.
And she gets to look in the mirror like, wait a minute, I ain't getting a goddamn
I didn't want nothing from you but your time.
See,
man, and your
that
love.
That's why I be in the eye, man. They don't play like the old school women, man.
They don't play like that. These bitches are great for the day.
They always want something from you, something extra. My princess can't just be enough.
Holy
that's
shit.
That's why back in the day, niggas left that $100 on the dresser and leave.
Yeah, $100 on the dresser is crazy.
That shit can't even get your Uber ride.
No, he need an Uber ride $80.
That's when you wake up.
Crazy, bro.
That's a fact. All right, we're going to keep it moving, man. Prayers to all parties involved. Men just want a few things from women. We've discussed this before.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, women have 100 things that they want from a man on a consistent basis. But men typically got 4 to 5. And that may be generous. Really and true. It's 2 to 3 hard ones.
Hard, hard.
And then 2 to 3.
Yo.
Goddamn, what they call it in corporate? I can't remember. But yeah, hard, just non-negotiables. And then 2 of them, we would really, really like if you could provide those too. But somebody made a video on it. We're going to play the video. Get y'all take on it.
I just want to nag at a nigga all day about what they do wrong. But if a nigga get the nagging, y'all gonna cry. Females got 50 sets of things that they want in a relationship with the man. Men only need 4. We don't even need 4. We gonna be satisfied if you just do one of them 4.
What is right? It? What's the 4? So it, I can't.
Men just want respect, to be heard, sex, and just to be the loyalty. That's all we want. If a female don't even complete one of those, nigga gonna be like, okay, I can vary with that shit. That's cool. Woo-woo. Well worth doing. I ain't even tripping on that shit.
But listen,
females, 50. Even if a nigga get 40 of them correct, we doing 40 of those 50. Y'all letting the 10 that we don't do overpower the 40. So now you gonna leave me off the other 10 that I don't do for another nigga who doing that 10 but don't do the other 40.
I feel like with females, we find it hard to compromise, and that's what I've been working on.
Females,
I can do
females
whole,
trying to put
like,
themselves up here when they be trying to hold themselves way too up here.
But that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Terrible. That's not bad.
That's
you should
terrible.
Want your, like, if you had a daughter, you should want her to have high standards for her.
I'm not saying high standards. It's not even about being high standards. It's the fact that, like, bro, reality. Reality.
But if you have high value thinking, you end up being a high value person.
I want my daughter to understand that a man is a man. A man got emotions too. So if a nigga don't 40 on the 50, I'm not saying you don't deserve the whole 50. Congratulate that nigga. Now, maybe he might not get the 41 tomorrow, but later on, he might get 41, he might get 42. Now he got 8 more he got to work on.
Men just need about 3-4 things, man. Women need 50. And if a man doing 40, they'll nag the shit out of him about the 10 that he's not doing. What's y'all thoughts on that perspective,
hey, the
man?
The photo he said, bro, I need those off the rip. I'm sorry. If you ain't got all 4 of them, yeah, I need can't all 4. Fuck with you.
You out of there.
I'm talking no sex, no talking, no, don't speak my, when I come in the room, don't breathe. Like, Jesus. You are not worthy of me in this room.
It's sad they ain't combat the 50 thing, because I don't want to know the 50 things women need, because I can't give you 50 things. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I can name
I don't
I know. Can name all of them.
Name 50 for me then. I need to hear. What's the 50?
They want you to be their doctor, their lawyer, their counselor, their bank, their
therapist,
their chef. They made.
Okay, come on now.
God is mechanic. Counselor. You got to be the mechanic. The knockout artist.
Come on.
You got to have the horse dick on you.
Come on.
You got to be the toughest nigga in the neighborhood.
You got to be
6'5". But you got to be 6'5". You also got to be the smartest nigga in the neighborhood.
10. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be the most populous person around. When you got to be the most respected man in the room.
Best dressed.
Got to have character.
All that.
Personality.
And don't be friendly.
Can't
you know what I mean?
You got to be God.
All that.
Gotta go to church.
Gotta be in touch with your feminine side.
Come on, all that. Come on.
I'm waiting for the 50. Y'all
have to let me hit 50. We at 25 right now.
You got 25 more to go. And all y'all just named was characters.
You gotta be
the guys ain't what they needed.
You gotta be their masseuse.
I'm gonna say I need the biggest booty, nicest titties, softest skin.
You gotta be a masseuse.
A chef. Dude. Cook clean, iron my clothes, wash my feet.
Hey. Wash my feet is crazy.
Suck my dick from him to Timbuktu.
Don't breathe for you.
Don't breathe, goddammit. A slut.
Say, I need you down there passing out every time.
Oh, no. We ain't about to go in with that
jazz up there.
If your face ain't red, bitch, you're dead.
It ain't red, it better be dead. It better be.
What's wrong with this nigga, man?
Hell you ain't sucking? Bitch, get the chucking.
Get the chucking. Look here, man.
Nah, shit. I do need all four of those things he said right off the rip. Ain't no, you ain't give me no respect. That ain't happening. Come on now. No loyalty. Come on now.
Come on now.
That ain't happening. You ain't fucking. You did. Come on now.
Come on. Come on.
What was the other one he said?
Damn, it was the first one. I can't remember what the first one was.
I know you said respect, loyalty.
Sex. Loyalty, sex. And you say just being there.
Yeah, he said just being there. That's what he said.
That was
just being there. Yep. Just being there. So hell yeah, I need all that.
Oh, to be heard.
That was
the fourth one. Yeah, be heard.
Come on, yeah. Be there and be heard.
Communication.
Yep. I need all that. And again, he right. That's all men need typically. You know what I'm saying? Now everything else is negotiable. Because this dude's right there. This dude's married to women right now who can't cook. Yep. Don't clean.
Yeah.
But because he make enough money, shit, we done hired a chef. Or we done hired a maid to come through this bitch 2-3 times. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So as long as she got those four, I think dudes is willing to work. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know what's crazy? The most negotiable thing about that four is the communication. Because off the rip, if you like the woman, man, you don't too much care about the community. Whatever make happy, baby. Over the years is when you start caring about the communication. Well, damn, can I be heard? A lot of men don't care about that first one, the communication part off the rip.
They don't invest too much into it off the beginning because we don't know how to communicate in the beginning anyway. So that makes a lot of sense. Not this big age I am at now.
I need to talk to me.
We need to learn how to communicate.
I don't read minds, baby.
Shit, communication might be number one right now. at this point. just keep it real. Shit.
If I had to pick one thing to add, just one, I would say effort. Because effort goes a long way, bro. Like, we can be in the pits, but if I see that you are fighting for me and you are trying and that you giving your all, you trying to communicate, you trying to make things better, and you know I'm trying, we just can't see it at that moment, I would love that so much, bro, because I know we'll be able to get through anything. Effort is something you can't teach at all. Mm-hmm. You either have it or you don't. And I think for me, like, that's, if outside of that list though, yeah, effort for 1,000%, bro, because that's something you just can't teach, man. Like, that goes a long way. And that's like the real definition of love for me. Like, that's part of it, just that effort part, bro, just giving everything you got all the time and not half-assing.
Why do you feel like that's missing from a lot of women? Because I understand exactly what you mean. I think a lot of women show up with a mindset of, okay, like, damn, I don't want to say perform for me.
My bad.
Right. Man, just died.
What happened? I had the cough, man.
Start choking.
My bad.
Died over there.
I'm about to go CPR over here. Crazy. Nigga, I had to jump. Make sure my nigga good. You need some water?
Nah, I'm cool.
Nigga said,
I got this Red Bull right here.
My nigga talking, man. My nigga some space. Let him breathe.
That wasn't no regular cough, nigga.
I ain't safe. I'm good healthy.
But yeah.
Big ox.
I tried to get out of it.
What?
Jesus Christ, man.
This is why we can't never do nothing, man. Yeah,
this is why we can't communicate with each other as black men.
This nigga, big ox.
That is nuts.
That is too silly for me, man.
I forgot what I was going to say. Let's move on.
Damn, my bad.
I'm sorry.
That shit came out.
We're talking about communication.
I tried to turn it around. That shit came out of nowhere.
I tried to play with me.
Y'all niggas, stop playing with me. I got something for you, nigga.
Like, this nigga was talking to himself in his head and just wanted to spit out something.
Oh, shit.
Big ox.
But yeah, I mean, I think also any woman showing up missing those four, bro, like she ain't the woman for you, period. Anyway, because I feel like a woman who really, really like your ass, she gonna make sure that those four is covered at least. Now the extracurriculars, the little kind of niche things that we may need or whatever the case may be, that's maybe some shit that we gotta teach her how to do. Mm-hmm. She just might not have got that tool list before she got there. But again, that's on us to kind of groom her and mold her into the way. But those foundational four, that shit gotta be there, bro. Or you ain't got no chance, man. And that's just what it is. Even if the communication thing is bypassed early, it's still gonna come back to bite you in the ass down the line anyway. So So you might as well have it up front. Just because the man don't speak it out loud or demand it out loud, it don't mean that shit ain't important. I think bro was speaking facts. And it's just wild to me how men require so few things, and then it's a lot of men who just don't feel fulfilled.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, man, about us men? Most of the time, we don't require our woman to love us the way we want to be loved, off the rip. You understand me? We get in arguments over that. Because, you know, when we really like a woman, give me y'all some game about men. When we really like a woman, we are enamored by that woman. You get what I'm saying? Like she can do no wrong in the first beginning of this shit. You get what I'm saying? No matter what's going on. As long as she don't really step outside y'all covenant,
stop it, kid.
You good. What's wrong?
Smooth was cooking and he mad because you used a big word in, though.
Oh, shit. Look at this man, right?
That nigga still laughing at Big Ox. I know that nigga. He's still laughing.
That's
like
the Big Ox talking.
Hey, man. That's my fault. My thing. Don't worry about that.
Oh, man. Please, no. Please, no.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. But I'm sorry, dog.
I forgot what I was going to say.
She just came out of left field, bro.
I tried to turn my head. That nigga just kept laughing.
They kept laughing, dog.
But yeah.
Go ahead. My bad.
I forgot what I was saying. For
God damn. That's 2 points y'all done messed up.
Shit. I got a hold in my laugh. I tried.
All right. We're going to... we gonna have some more fun. Fuck y'all. Come niggas on. In a joking booth.
Come
fuck
on,
it.
Let's go.
Let's get to some fun.
Let's
shit.
Go. That's the best part.
Oh
anyway.
Shit.
Women dressing.
Uh oh.
In designer.
Mm-hmm.
They were speaking about how important that is. Right. Let's get into the clip.
Important.
And then we gonna respond. God,
please don't let
for women dressing designer.
Bro. Women dressing.
Average yeah. man outside. Don't care if you got on Steve Madden's thanks. Or East St. Laurent.
Oh, come on,
he
ish.
Don't.
That's ish.
That yeah. shit that y'all be competing with on your own. A nigga gonna fuck you if you got a Michael Kors bag or if you got a Birkin. A but nigga's gonna fuck you if you in a Honda or if you in a Bentley. Those are not things being put forth by men as requirements. That's y'all competing with each other.
I don't think you're being honest.
But I agree with... I definitely do agree with
Rico, you
though.
Said before, I...
Men in here.
I see it all the time and I hear it all the time. Men are attracted to a woman that's...
Can I tell you something?
But you're talking about somebody who... I've lived a life where I got to experience a lot of wealth.
You see, this is a thing.
So I can tell the difference. Yeah. Look, niggas are fuck that.
Yeah.
Why them girls not white? All of these girls that they look for on TV, take away Kim Kardashian, take away select few ones, none of them ever got a fucking ring. They who everybody trying to emulate and who everybody trying to be, none of them got a stable household, pardon me. None of them got families with kids and a man, and they out in Dubai as a couple. These same chicks that everybody trying to be in Dubai by their motherfucking self with the sheiks get pissing on them for 25 grand.
True story.
Sheiks is making them fuck their kids for 50 grand. You don't see none of true. Those girls with a man and a house and they showing themselves on Christmas with the matching pajamas. Very, very few of those same girls that we all want to be have that lifestyle. So y'all trying to find and emulate some shit that ain't even successful.
All right.
Shout out to you. Said men, shout out to Ish.
Yeah, salute to Ish, man. Men don't give a damn, Gordon Ish.
A damn.
About a woman wearing, you know, top flight clothing, designer, things of that nature. It's just not that important. I want to get y'all take on, do y'all agree with the sentiment or?
1,000%. Oh, I agree, because it ain't going to be on when we get in the bedroom, so.
Just gonna have I'm looking for LV or Gucci. I'm looking for Gucci.
Okay, you got all dough. I'm on all throw.
Worry about no duty and Burke. I'm trying to see you twerk. Fuck the Birkin. I'm trying to get to working.
Yo, y'all crazy. Yo.
Fuck Michael Kors. I'm trying to turn you into a whore.
Duh, you that niggas got me? Serious problems. Yo,
how did y'all come up with this?
It's so shit.
from the deep down. It's so wrong.
Hey, them niggas up there saying, yeah, I'm going to fuck on that Michael Kors bag.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We ain't worried about the designer.
You say I'm trying to get behind her.
Hey.
I agree with that part.
They be shopping that Boohoo, Shein, all that shit be $3 anyway. I don't care.
It still look good.
I don't care.
For the time being.
It rip off the same, don't it? You feel me?
Nah, it's kind of hard to rip some LV.
That's very true. That cloth a little. Yeah, but
that Shein, you can rip some Shein.
Well, let me say it like this. It pull off the same.
That's true. That's true. It slide off the same. Yeah. But the thing is this, though. I will say I agree with that for the most part, but I think it's something to be said about a chick who's just fly as hell, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't necessarily got to be designer, but like her just being able to dress.
That's what we got
to be able to put shit together.
I can't dress for real.
Like wearing some cold ass. You know what I'm saying? Like just different things like that. I don't really care too much about, because men don't really know too much about women's designer shit anyway. Let's just keep it real here. Niggas know three labels, nigga. Three, four labels. That's about it. And they be wearing some shit. They be, yeah, this is in season. This is such and such and such and such. But I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. Hey, it look good. That's it. Mm-hmm. But again, it's something to be said about a woman who just fly as hell, who got some cold ass shoes on, cold ass
put it on.
Fit, put that shit together right, nails done, hair done, all of that. That right there puts you in a totally different category to me. I'm just be real. Now, the type of designer you wearing, man, don't give two fucks about that, baby. I'm going to just keep it real. But if you can coordinate that shit,
you can put some Walmart shit on. Put that shit on right, man.
That's like, real.
Crazy part is the Dakota designer stuff don't even be having the labels all everywhere. They right. just be looking like regular clothes. Mm-hmm. You don't know. It ain't no logo, but in the tag that you can't see.
Come on, man.
Say so like that dude that I was at the bar with, he had on a plain white t-shirt, man. That shit was $2,500. I said, Jesus Christ.
And a woman will pass you up because you ain't got on some Louis on your feet, bro. That is crazy.
But this the thing about that. I think it's only a select few men that have to have that type of shit on. Let's just keep it real.
That is true.
It's some dudes, man, who could be in a motherfucking Nike sweatsuit and pull more women than a nigga that got Balenciaga from head to toe on. That's just what it is. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times dudes who go that hard with that type of designer shit, because a lot of that shit is ugly. Let's just put the shoes. Especially the shoes. The shoes is horrible. For what they the say.
Shoes. But I got some
of the shoes.
Horrible. For the most part, they horrible.
But I got them.
But again, because they got the Balenciaga tag or they got the whatever on it, okay, that give you a little. You see what I'm saying? But it's certain dudes, man, niggas can put a pair of Vans and go out there and pull more women than a nigga that's wearing Balenciaga.
Rolling up in some slippers with socks on. What's up, baby?
That's just real. But, you know, like I always say, all juice is not created equal. And that's just what that is. All right. We're going to keep it put. Y'all niggas is wild. I'm still tripping on that wordplay. Happy wife, happy life.
Jimmy Choo, get in you.
Happy wife, happy life is a selfish concept. We're going to play the clip. Get y'all a take on it.
Okay.
I never got the point of happy wife, happy life. You hear it growing up and it conditions you to think as long as a woman is happy, all will be well. And then you grow up in a generation where women strive to do exactly that, make sure that they are happy above all else, including above their partner. To live by happy wife, happy life is selfish. To live by happy spouse, happy house is love. And now it confuses me to think why a woman would put her happiness above anybody else when she asks for a leader, a provider, a protector, all in one, to be loyal and to serve according to her emotions and necessities. Seems like a big responsibility to take on a wife. It almost sounds like a child. To be taken care of, to be paid attention to be coddled and loved and never wanting to seem like she's giving too much, because then who are you to tell her anything? To have enough sexual experience to please her in the bed, but now you have to compete with all the men that have already left their mark in her, and it's not just one, and it's not just two, and it's not just three. And it doesn't stop there. You have to look her type, act her type, and most of the time she wants a little bit of hood and a little bit of holy. But if you act too holy, you're seen as weak, and if you act too hood, it comes across as you're too aggressive. She wants a man that will spoil her and treat her like a princess, to be called queen but have no class when the words out her mouth are disrespectful as soon as it doesn't go her way. But you must be patient. and you must be graceful with her. And the irony of all that I say about this is that she wants to come as she is. It sounds like she's looking for the love of God in men.
He'll say she pandering.
Happy wife, happy life is a selfish concept, man. Salute to my girl Sapphire, man. She out here killing stuff, man. All right.
I just want that music in my background. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to stare at the camera.
It's an inspirational. It makes you feel like you're doing something.
She's loud as fuck.
But yeah, she spoke to entitlement. She spoke to a lot of women showing up and, you know, of course, having a bunch of expectations and things of that nature. And, you know, a lot of which they're not that willing to reciprocate. They're not really programmed to reciprocate. Things of that nature. So what's your thoughts on it? This whole happy wife, happy life concept. Where did that come from? Who started it? What's your thoughts on it?
Our generation ain't going for it.
Yeah,
our generation ain't going for it. Boy, we'll divorce a woman quick.
That's a real shit.
You won't even get your marriage. I don't think he's getting a marriage nowadays.
Bro. I ain't heard that happy wife, happy life statement in a long time.
I'm saying our generation ain't going for that, dog. We ain't riding, dog. If we both can't be happy in marriage, we talking lifetime.
Yeah.
You understand me? We talking, I'm building for you and you supposed to be building with me. But when she was describing a woman, sound like that woman want to come in with nothing and leave with everything. Nah, leave your funky ass at the devil door. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? But that's the way it is, though. In this generation, a lot of these women feel entitled. They feel entitled. I deserve to have all this type of shit here and put a lick in the work for it just because they a woman, just because they've been told all their life they was pretty. And, you know what I'm saying, a man should treat you like this, a man should treat you like that from a woman that ain't never had a man around. You understand me? So how is she supposed to tell you how another man is supposed to treat you when you ain't never had that displayed in your life ever? So now you searching for something that's a unicorn because you've never seen it. And that shit crazy to me, man.
But what do you think about the people who use traditional context to say that back in the day, you know, men were men, and these men today are a little too sassy?
How she know the men was men? Back in the day, they was kids, right? You don't know who your daddy was, for real. For real. Your daddy was a cheater. Your daddy was outside.
They be said,
like, we all hear these stories, bro, about, you know what I'm saying, grandfather used to have a woman across town because they ain't had a cell phone shit. Niggas wasn't getting tracked and all this type of crazy ass, and niggas had free reign to do whatever they wanted. You understand me? So how you know how the men was? And then on top of that, we also grew up in a generation to where it was a mass amount of single mothers. So obviously them men wasn't shit neither. If we want to keep it by their terms, they wasn't shit. They was putting babies in people and getting the fuck up out of there.
No emotional intelligence.
None of that.
None of that.
None of that. But you want us.
Bringing the bacon, that's it.
Yeah, you want us now because your mother been on your neck about, oh, don't do what I did. Don't do what I did. Or a man should do this. A man need to be doing that. If you're going to be laying with a man, you need to be getting something up out of him and all that. But your mama ain't doing that. She telling you this, but that's not what she's showing you.
Still.
You understand me? So that be my thing. How you want something that you ain't never seen?
Mm.
You understand me? And on top of that, if you never seen it, you ain't even putting yourself in position to even receive that. You understand me? Like us men, we put ourselves in position to receive a good job, to, you know what I'm saying, like put our family in a stable household and all that type of shit. A lot of women don't do that. They just feel like she said, I'm her and you need to bow to me. And us men, we ain't going for that these days. Because we also seen in their generation, if we talk about the old school men that wasn't sassy, we also seen them lose a lot when they stayed with a woman that was ungrateful and then she took everything in the divorce after he done worked 30 years at a company. And now he got to pay alimony to her. And she sat down and watched the show and didn't do nothing because a lot of them back in the day either didn't work because they was in impoverished neighborhoods and all that, didn't want to work because they wanted to live off the government to play the system. You understand me? So that was the game back then. That's just what it was. So all this, where the real men was, I don't see them. Not in our community. I never seen them. That was a select few that was doing what they were supposed to do. But a whole generation of men, no. Hell no. You understand me? If you ask me, that last generation, y'all was sloppy. That's just what it is. That's why we in this predicament now. Entitled motherfuckers, even men. Motherfuckers just feel entitled. So I don't know when we gonna change it, man. I don't see it. So what she was talking about is real. Even with men, they do got some sassy motherfuckers out here.
Can you tell you, speak to the sassy man.
That was wild.
I love the transition. That was wild.
Speak to Big Diddy over there.
Speak to the men.
Can you talk for the sassy men?
Men. That did sound crazy.
I gotta whoop me in there. I gotta whoop me some niggas in there. That's the sassy rep. What are your thoughts, Diddy?
Well, sassy rep. It's funny you ask.
Yo, that transition was ill.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
All right. They say
my nigga greasy.
They say men ain't men no more today. Men is sassy. Mm-hmm. The old used to take care of the house, take care of the woman, pay for everything, do everything, didn't ask no questions. Just got it done. Men today want to be sassy. What's your thoughts on that, man?
What time frame are we talking about, man?
We talking about 40 years and in. 40 years ago and in.
Nigga, we about to be 40.
Might be 60. You gotta go 60.
Damn. God damn, we about to be 40.
Damn, we getting old.
You gotta go at least 68.
God, 60 years.
But if we about to be 40, like, we grew up in that. For real. Yeah. That was our daddies and mothers.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I grew up in two-parent households, so I mean, kind of hard for me to. Every family I've been around, well, let's say in Virginia, I grew up around a different neighborhood where it was always a mother and father in the household, which is different from y'all, right? Y'all didn't grow up in a neighborhood where the mother and father was there all the time. In my neighborhood in Virginia, everybody had a mother and father. It was no just a mother raising a household or father. It was mother and father.
Shit, I think mother and father on the block. I think my career is the only one.
Well, then when I came to Texas, it was different. You know, we just a man in the house. Fourth of a man in the house. Nah, we had like five kids. I think growing up in our time period, like, I think that's when we went through school, that's when they cut out the learning trades and stuff. Right. Like learning how to sew, learning how to do carpentry, you know, learn how to do, you know, hands on stuff, having a trade, you know, and I think that really messed up a lot of the minority group, you know, because that's what kept a lot of kids out of the streets almost to me. Like those after school projects, being able to build something or be able to go, you know, go to art class and do some art, or go to science class, do a little science project, or, you know, just those little side projects that you could do after school instead of you go to math, social studies and English and P, and then you go home at 3 to nothing, nobody home. I think that kind of killed a lot of our generation, learn how to have a trade and be able to build your skill level to whenever you go to, you know, a job, you can offer something.
Right
now, you just having a high school diploma, that ain't offering nothing. And a lot of these, we grew up in a technology era where we had cell phones, the internet. You got YouTube. You got, I mean, people say there's a lot of ways to make money, but there's a lot of ways to taint your mind about what other people are doing and you trying to achieve what they're doing and losing who you are on the back end.
Stifling creativity.
Trying to be somebody else when you're really not that person. Right. That's just not for you. That's not your plan. That's not your path. So, I mean, there are some sassy dudes out there. I'm not going to say sassy. I'm just going to say guys that just have no trade. They just don't know who they are or what to do. They just trying to copy some kind of plan and follow that and can't figure it out. And then they go follow another plan. And then it's like, oh, shit. None of these women want me.
But here's a question though. Let's take it in another direction in terms of this, because I've heard women call men sassy just because they're more woke for one than the men of previous generations, and they're more demanding in terms of what that's, they will and will not tolerate. Mainly
demanding.
What's your thoughts on that? Do you think that that speaks to sassiness, or are men just waking up and realizing what it is that we actually deserve and we standing on it?
I think men are waking up to what they actually deserve. Correct. But I think a lot of men are asking for those things, not even giving what they're supposed to be giving as a man. Like they want their woman to be, you know, all about them, cook, clean, the wifely, the old traditional wife. That's what they want out of a woman, most of them.
Right.
But they're not willing to be traditional men. Meaning they're not willing to pay all the bills. They're not willing. That's what they're saying. They're not willing to pay all the bills. They're not willing to go out there and get dirty. And when their wife needs something, hey, pay for it. They just here, put the money on the table. They're not willing to, you know, most men back in the, if you want traditional roles and give traditional men roles, you know what I'm saying? You can ask a woman to be traditional with you. And then on the back end, you don't want to be traditional. Mm-hmm. A lot of men ask it for, oh, okay, if I'm going to give you this, you need to give me something back. And mostly it's finance. Hey, if I'm paying all the bills, I don't want to pay all the bills. You need to be paying all the bills if you're working too. Or if I come home, I want you to cook everything. I want you to clean the house. But when she, but when you come home, you ain't doing nothing. All you doing is not even trying to pay all the bills. You just want to go half, but you want to be a whole wife. So I think it's kind of tit for tat. And a lot of us are, they're saying we're emotional, but we still don't communicate. And I stand on that. I think a lot of us fail at communicating. We just talk a big game, but when it comes time to communicate, we don't do it. We go back into our normal shell, hide, and say, nah, forget about it. I'll just go find another woman.
Yeah, I think it's two extremes, because I think there are men that do communicate, but when they do, since it's new, the woman don't know how to process it. So you got one end to where I'm not communicating. I have this big wall up. And then I finally get comfortable with you because I'm feeling you. You want me to open up. You tell me, you know, I wish I knew more about you. You know, why you don't say too much about yourself, your background or things like that. And, you know, just tell me, kind of tell me more. And then I start unwinding and then really laying things down on why I think the way I think or do the things that I do. Or now I'm like, hey, I'm having a hard time at this moment, or I've been through so much and this is why I feel the way I feel. You don't know how to process that. So then I got to go back to my shell, like you saying, because next time we get in an argument, what you going to do? Bring up how I was emotional or how I was tearing up or something like that. I'm like, damn, I was trying to be giving you that piece of me that you've been looking for. I finally gave it to you, and then you use it against me.
I've never ran into that issue before. I've never ran into the issue to where I was like deeply spit out my emotions to a certain woman, and she used that against me. Now, maybe she didn't know how to take that answer. Or give me the right answer for it, but she was appreciative of what I gave to her, and we ended it right there. Like, I'm talking about, like, dead honest. Like, we went, and I'm not saying when we get into an argument.
No, not at all.
You try to start communicating during an argument. I think that's where you fail right there, too. When you start an argument, then you want to try to be communicative in an argument. That's the worst time to have that. You should want to communicate when y'all having a good day and say, hey, this is what I'm going through. Not, oh, you know what? We're having an argument. Now I'm going to be so emotionally open and available to you. How's she going to take that? We arguing first, you're upset with me, but then I got to be comforting to you. That's two bad paths to go on. So, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because I believe it does happen. But for me to open up to a woman, I've never had her ever throw that back in my face or go behind my back and tell somebody else of what I experienced or what I've been through and what really hurt me.
I'm speaking on the times that it was that environment was created. We not arguing. Mm-hmm. We supposed to be having an understanding. And in that moment, it is. It seems that way. But then on the back end, when we do finally have an argument, that's when it comes up. And it's like, wow, okay. So I see the type of person that you're going to be. So I know I can't really give you all of me like I want to, because you're going to bring that back up. Because once you did it once, you're going to do it again.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I could see that happen. I'm not going to. Knock it. I could see you know, you're having open communication, you being vulnerable, and y'all get an argument. She's like, oh, remember that time you was being a crybaby and crying to me about your emotions and stuff like that? That's crazy.
But I can see it happening. I'm not gonna say it don't happen.
You know what,
but
I believe?
Crybaby ass nigga.
But I think that's the type. But I think some women, you can see that in them. Like there's argumentative women that mm-hmm. like that. That like women, that kind of.
Bro, women. But women will cut deep. That's the thing, bro. Women will cut deep, especially when they're in the wrong. Or when they just don't know and can't figure shit out, that's like they go-to move. They're going to cut as deep as they can. They're going to say some shit that's going to try to fuck with you. That's just who they are. I don't know why they do it, but they want to beat you to the punch. They want you to feel how they're feeling in that moment. So they're going to cut deep, and they're going to blame it later on. You know, I was so upset, and I was emotional, and all that. But they got that tool in the bag. It's like they big joker, and they going to pull that bitch. They gonna pull it out just so they can kind of ease the pressure off of them. I don't know why they do it, but like that should be hurtful. And the fact that you're willing and even thinking about doing it in moments like that, but that set the tone right there. Because they go back to what I was saying, that effort. Like, I don't care how mad I am at you, I'm never gonna disrespect you like that unless you disrespect me first. I don't care. It's your deepest, darkest secrets. It's your insecurities, whatever. I'm never going to cut you that deep to where you looking at me differently.
Unless she disrespects you first.
That's it.
So what if you disrespected her and you didn't believe, understand that you really did disrespect her?
Did she let me know that I disrespected her?
It don't matter. She ain't got to let you know.
I wouldn't know. If I'm going to tell you the truth, I would never just say, you big as a goddamn whale. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to cuss you out like something crazy. I'm not going to do nothing like, you know, again, I'm not going to zone hone in on your insecurity, something I know that's going to mess up your psyche or something if I say it. I'm not going to do nothing like that.
You know, my issue is about that is that a lot of those women, like those type of traits don't just come out 3 years into a relationship. Those type of traits are showcased early, even in the dating stage. That is a certain type of woman that y'all speaking to. And I think men don't prioritize a woman having capacity enough to be able to handle vulnerability, right? Like, they'll try to force a woman who we know.
We assume they can, yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Just because she's a woman. Mm-hmm. But that'd be the same as women trying to force leadership on a man just because he's a man. Every man's not capable of leading. Now, what he's supposed to do is another conversation, because supposed to is a funny-ass word. And the older you get, the more you realize that. But I think as men, we got to start dealing with women who have the capacity to handle vulnerability. And we know what that looks like. But we be trying to force that on women who just look good, or who really should be trophies, or who really should be options in part-time situations. And you trying to force wife long-term characteristics on her that she just does not have. Because a wife or somebody who's long term, she's gonna be more open to that. You can come to her and talk about things because she really loves you for you. Mm-hmm. She don't want to hurt you. She don't want to. You see what I'm saying? And she's gonna pull punches the same way we pull punches. But women who are damaged, women who you should not be taking a deal with, she is gonna try to cut you because that's her superpower. Mm-hmm. Like men, our brute strength is what we hold over women. But they, you know, gift the gab, and they, you know, they lethal tongue is what they hold over us. That's just what it is. So when we in conflict constantly with somebody who's unhealed or with somebody who shouldn't be there to begin with, then that's what you're going to get. So, you know, again, it's kind of hard for me to feel sorry for men in that type of situation, because a lot of times we knew that was the type of woman she was before we made it official, and we did it anyway.
Again, it's not all women. That's not most women, but it's a lot.
Man, I believe the traditional roles these days are earned by both parties. You get what I'm saying? Life costs too much for one person to just come in and say, hey, I'm going to take care of everything. Don't worry about nothing. I just need you to do this. The life costs too much, bro. You understand me? Now, we all men that's making some bread, but most people ain't in that position. Most people are average earners or under average earners in this country. You get what I'm saying? So expecting that off the rip, baby, you got to build with a man. Or men, expecting your woman to just be traditional off the rip, and you ain't shown that you proven in that area that you're going to take care of everything no matter what, no matter if y'all arguing, no matter what, no matter if y'all mad, no matter if shit ain't going the right way, it can be a down year from you going to handle. Yo, but that is a lot of trust that someone puts in you to take care of their whole life. And then on top of that, if y'all have kids, to take care of y'all kids' life as well. You know, that is a lot of trust. And then on the back end for men, it is a lot of trust to have a woman sit there or stand there with you and not work and be loyal to you, not get bored and understand, like, they're going to have days when I come in and I just want some quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? It's a lot on both sides to ask. And I believe that is earned. And in this day and time, how much all this shit costs, it damn near costs to breathe now. You know what I'm saying? So to have that off the rip, I don't believe that's realistic. I don't believe that's really realistic for somebody to just come in and say, hey, shit, I want traditional this, I want traditional that. And then when it's time to put the pedal to the metal, you shortchanging what you said you was going to live on. And that's either side, the man or the woman. So in my opinion, all that is earned, and it's earned over time. It's not just something you pick up.
Yeah, I agree. On that note, man, we're going to go on and get it to the advice column. Advice column. All right, first things first, this is from Shakia, Patreon.
What's she talking about?
Man, she says, what's up, fellas? It's my first time writing in, and I want to make sure I let you guys know how much I appreciate your content. So I'm going to try to keep it short. The narrative that, quote unquote, women can't take the truth has resurfaced, and it's a little annoying. So guys often correlate a woman getting emotional when receiving the truth as she can't take it. But I think there's a misconception there. It's often said that men don't like to see a woman cry, and I think that is where the confusion comes in. Now, I already feel like y'all are going to start playing with optics based off a scenario, so let's be specific.
Okay, come on.
And say that a man cheated. As a woman, I can say that getting emotional when he's being honest, if he is forthcoming, just means that I heard you and now I have to process the situation. Whatever that emotion may... Or whatever that emotion may be doesn't mean that I can't take the truth. It's more so that he doesn't want to be responsible for the emotions that he has brought forth. You guys speak highly of accountability, and I'm definitely all for it, whether it be for man or woman. But this conversation happens way too often for men to continuously put the blame on women for a reaction that his actions caused. So my question is, what would be the best way to help men be more accountable for the pain that they cause in situations like this? I feel like by constantly deflecting from their role in other people's pain causes them to detach emotionally, which keeps them in a cycle of broken relationships.
Hmm.
Bro.
Hmm.
So awesome.
What's the question?
This particular scenario, the man cheated.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Is she saying like they had a conversation, he came out and said, hey, this is what I did?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And now she's hurt and she wants the man to not only like apologize, but to feel hurt about the situation as well, like she feel hurt.
She just don't want the man to gaslight the situation by saying, you asked me for the truth, I gave you the truth, you can't handle the truth. What she's saying is our version of can't handle the truth is her breaking down and having an emotional reaction
mm-hmm.
to some shit that you caused her to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying that men duck accountability by just writing that off to women can't handle the truth, when in reality we need to sit in what it is that we caused her
mm-hmm.
and analyze why we have so much trouble accepting accountability for what we caused her to do.
Okay, mm-hmm. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you sit in that? I need to hear this. I need to understand. After you done said, hey, baby, look, I done did this. I fucked up. You understand me? I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? That's on me. You get what I'm saying? She break down on you and shit like that. And for men, this is how our mind working. I am telling
how your mind working. How your mind
I
working.
I am telling you this uh-huh. because I truly feel, because I could have lied and went to the grave with it. You get what I'm saying? No matter what, I could have just lied out of all this shit. No matter what you done caught me and all that, I ain't do it. But for him to say, yeah, baby, look, hey, you know what I'm saying? I did this, this, and this, and this. I'm sorry, this is how it happened. If he explained the whole situation to you and he not condescending on the shit, you get what I'm saying? Like, he's not on your, oh, shit, I don't give a damn. You ain't going to leave anyway. If he not acting like that and he explained the whole situation to you and apologized for the situation, bro, what else do you want that man to do?
But what she wants him to do is not to belittle her reaction to mm-hmm. what you're saying. I think that a lot of men in that scenario feel like just because I came forward and told you that voids the violation.
It yeah. don't.
That would be just like me going in there and robbing a bank for $50,000 or $100,000, and I go to the police station and say, look, man, I just want to let y'all know I robbed this bank for $100,000. You understand me? But I came. I told y'all the truth. Now, goddammit, don't arrest me. I don't need to go to jail, nothing like that, because I told you the truth. No. It's still consequences for what you did, and you can't duck those consequences. So what she's saying is, you apologize, you came forth, you told the truth, but goddammit, you was never supposed to be violating in the first place. Mm-hmm. Give me room to process it, react emotionally, and don't belittle my process of reacting to damage you caused. That's what she's saying.
Is she also saying, don't not tell me because of how you think I may react? No. Is that kind of in that too?
No.
Okay.
No. She's just saying,
just strictly, yeah, you told me.
Stop ducking accountability and thinking the shit is just going to wash away. And that I'm not supposed to have an emotional reaction to you violating.
Lie. That's why niggas lie right there. I'm just keeping it being. It's either go through that we talking about, or nah, I ain't do it. I don't know nothing about what you talking about. Shit, that ain't my homie.
That makes a point that men say they want to tell the truth and they can't handle the truth. But the real reason is, when we tell the truth, we can't handle the emotional reaction that was going to come with it.
Right.
After we did what we did.
We know we hurt them. We know it's going to be a terrible breakdown, mental breakdown. That's all. We ain't want to tell them in the first place, but they found out, had you on camera, long dog, leg up in the air, doing what you're supposed to be doing to her, but you're doing to somebody else. And then she finally gets you to admit to it, and then her reaction throws you off.
Because you don't care about the hurt.
Yeah, but that happens on both sides. Until it's
in person.
You understand?
Oh, you care about the hurt after you cheat. The moment you cheat, you care about the hurt. Man, don't get that twisted.
That's just like you find out your girl cheating, bro. Like, you understand me? You're going to be hurt too. And no matter what she say, you still going to be motherfucking hurt.
Yeah.
And you're going to be hurt to your core no matter what.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, man, look. The game is the game. You got to play in it.
But in that scenario, let's say you caught her cheating. Right. Most men's immediate reaction
gone
is going to be to crash out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not crashing.
We're
going
to go out. No, we're going to start wilding.
You free me.
Right. But again, what she's saying, if the situation reversed, is I can't come to you and say, hey, baby, I cheated on you and I apologize. I wasn't supposed to do it. This, that, and the third. But hey, don't go out there and crash out and start acting a fool. Or don't just pack your stuff up and leave right away, because that's not, you know what I'm saying? Just accept my apology, accept that I did wrong, and be willing to work with me to fix it. But I don't want to deal with no consequences for what I did. That's what she's saying.
Because I told you the truth.
Or put a time limit on our healing process.
I know what y'all saying now.
Why you just didn't leave?
What?
Why you just didn't leave?
Big Ox, what you talking about?
I'm telling you. If a man do that, because there's plenty of women that do that. Well, look, listen.
You're not getting the point.
Yes, I am. Because in that, she's saying that he's being nonchalant about her feelings after he told her the truth. Like, he's being condescending in a way. Like, you understand me? Why you just didn't leave? Why you don't go get you a man that would care about all this other shit?
No, but in that moment. Saying?
Leave
before she leaves.
Because she just said cheating. She used before, the scenario
before
she used
the leaving.
The scenario of cheating.
Smooth.
We all know, okay, if we catch our woman question. Butt ball, booty naked,
let me tell you,
down, and that thing pounding her, we out. It okay, ain't no,
this
oh, goddamn, baby. I'm, man, why would you do that to me? Niggas ain't doing that,
he
bro.
Came to her and they had a conversation.
Wait a minute.
So you saying,
I ain't doing that.
So
bro.
You saying, when y'all have a, if y'all were to have a conversation hypothetically.
Yes.
You saying your wife came to you and said, Smooth, I cheated. You telling me the conversation's done right there, you dipping.
It's
over. You not having further dialogue.
She might as well stop her sentence.
You not having further dialogue.
I don't want to know nothing. No, I don't want to know the nigga name. All I'm thinking is, you freed me. Let me show you who I am. You get what I'm saying? It's no coming back. She's speaking
on the dialogue after that.
Hey, leave. I would tell you to leave. Or... Fuck the dialogue, leave. You get what I'm saying? Leave. You worried about
they
how gonna, somebody want to just...
Yes, they want to know the why.
Man, leave.
They want to know why weren't they good
enough. Because you
weren't
no type of your
anything.
Game. I was trying to get some sex on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. You was talking about you was tired. Keisha up the street.
She been trying to get on me for about 8 months, and I've been shooing her away. She caught me on the day I was walking to the mailbox and said, "Hey, Reggie, I'll suck your
dick." What's in the red book?
Something that bitch. With that snake tongue.
Hey,
with Reggie, I'll suck
you. And now, and
wrap
now,
around you like a
now I'm in an entanglement all over some shit that you wouldn't do on Money to Win.
He just made up a whole different scenario.
Bro. Nah, I'm just saying, man. Hey,
big ass on that bull.
Leave. He on that bull.
That's all I'm saying, bro. You, hey, double if you want all that, leave, bro. Leave.
I think, you know, Kenny, because she asked, she was like, how can men be more accountable in that aspect? And I think you touched on something I want to elaborate on. You talk about don't put your timetable on her healing. What do you mean by that?
I mean by, like, whenever you confess to something that you did somebody wrong on, don't expect them to heal as if you would, like, you're the one that's healing from it, like you would. Like, if you confess it's doing somebody wrong, you got to give them the time to get over it or never get over it. But don't just say, hey, I told you what I did. You either gonna stay or go. Right then and there? What? I mean, you deeply in love with this person, and y'all got kids together. Like, y'all got house. Y'all got, it's a lot of things that go through your mind. Even if I was, you know, I'm gonna say I'm gone too. But at least in that moment, if my wife came to me and say, "Hey, I did cheat on you with Jed from finance," I'm still gonna think about that. Like, what's all right? Why? What did I do wrong? We got kids together. What are we gonna do with these kids? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's things that go through your mind and what you wanna say, and you want a response from them, but you really don't want a response from them. You know, and there's things you gotta heal with. Maybe you still gonna stay. Maybe I still would stay. 99% sure I probably would leave, but it's like those things people got to go through when you cut somebody so deeply. Like, you can't expect them to get over it just because you told them the truth for what you did.
Yeah.
You're wrong is still you're wrong. And how they punish you for what you're wrong is how they tend to feel like they should punish you.
Yeah. Women like the lingering punishment, try to punish you for a whole year.
And I mean,
if they hurt that long,
I mean, if
you should leave too.
I mean, no. Shoot, if you
should leave too.
If she. I like, if I cheated on my woman, I wouldn't expect her to get over it in a year. I think it takes 2 years to get your trust back.
It might be a few years.
If you ever get the trust back.
I'm not saying trust back. I'm not saying that. That's a different game, bro. I'm saying, say, because, bro, I done seen it, bro. I'm talking about I done been in the midst of this shit, bro. I done seen people. I ain't going to say no names. They watched the pod. I done seen motherfuckers do this shit, get exposed on this shit. You get what I'm saying? And they constantly throw that shit in their face, bro. They constantly, and no matter what that person do, they constantly throwing that in their face. If you can never get over it, leave. Hey.
And I cool.
But you did the cheating.
But I understand what I did. So in this aspect, if you tell them, you put it on them to leave, why don't you just, the person being a cheater, why don't you just leave?
Hey, they got a family.
He or she.
They got a family.
He or she loves this person.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Shit happens. We all know there ain't nobody perfect. Shit happens.
Uh-huh.
Shit came out about some shit.
Uh-huh.
You understand me?
You cheated.
She said she forgive a nigga.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? He was like, "You sure?"
Right.
She was like, "Yeah, I'm good." You know what I'm saying? Like, we gonna push past this. Woo-to-woo, year pass. And we had a function.
Mm-hmm.
She go down and she throw the shit in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Another month go past, we had another function.
Mm-hmm.
She throw the shit in the nigga face.
Mm-hmm.
If it was me, I'd have dipped. You get what I'm saying? But he love her so much, he like, "Hey, I fucked up. This the bed I made. I'ma lay in it. Me, I'm not gonna do that." You know what I'm saying?
Because
if we grown and you with me, I'm not gonna be perfect. You not. You get what I'm saying? And you know, on my end, what's my, I'm out cards. And on your end, I know that as well. You get what I'm saying? But you're not about to play in my face knowing I'm not going to leave you. And then you start trying to embarrass me. We not doing that.
Okay,
now here, go ahead. Time out.
Question.
You played in her face by cheating on her.
No. When people, you can't say playing people's face. Cheating on somebody, playing in their face, is you fucking their friend and they walking in and they laughing at you.
Oh, no.
In my opinion.
No.
You on your island by yourself.
No, man, you done lost my trust the minute you done cheated. You, the minute you had sexual intercourse with somebody else, the minute you sucked another man's dick, you disrespected. You lost my respect. You lost my loyalty.
But they wasn't playing in your face.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, you playing in my face.
Technically, yeah, you are.
Semantics. How was they playing in your face?
Semantics. Hold on. But question.
It gotta be. Question. I don't understand that.
Would, because just like you said, you said, look, man, I done violated. You said you forgave me. A year done passed. You threw it back in my face. I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be a form of ducking accountability?
No, it was not. Why not? It was not. Because if I done straightened up all that shit, yeah, y'all right. You got the right to feel how you want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? But on the same side, I got the right to feel how I want to feel. You get what I'm saying? So if I done came to you in a year done passed and nothing else happened, every time I done went somewhere, everything was accounted for, everything you required for me to do, I did it.
But you know what?
And I went, and I done went above and beyond. And then you still try to throw that in my face, I'm out.
But it happened.
I'm out.
It happened.
Because now we not here no more. We not here. And I'm gone. You get what I'm saying?
We was never here because I already didn't slept with somebody else.
Okay,
and we already
didn't
brought it down
that,
to this
but
level.
But if you forget in that, because you got to realize, man, we all done seen this shit in that conversation. Y'all done had it. It may take a week or two for y'all to have the whole conversation about what didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You apologize, all that type of shit. She accept your apology. Don't mean you got her trust back. That don't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? That means she accepts your apology. She forgive you, but I'm not going to forget it. And I respect that part of it. But you not about to throw it in my face after we done pushed past it.
You get
what I'm saying?
You're
not about to disrespect me with it to make me feel bad.
I'm asking you.
We not doing that.
All right. I steal 10 bands from you, you unknowingly, underneath you. I take 10 bands from you. I come to you and say, hey, bro, I took 10 bands from you, but I needed it because, you know, for whatever reason. Are you going to look at me the same after that?
I'm going to know you took the 10 bands and I'm going to try to kill you.
Would you let me borrow bread in the future?
No, but you got to, like, it's different with my friends and my woman, bro.
No, bro.
It is,
no,
bro.
It's the principle.
I don't treat y'all like I treat my woman. I hope y'all know I would never treat y'all like y'all my woman.
It's
you get
the
what I'm
principle,
saying?
Though.
Well, damn.
Well, damn.
But for real,
you'll
like,
be above her, but man,
like a relationship, like a lifelong relationship with somebody, bro, is not going to be perfect. Go talk to people that's been in this shit 40 years. The shit was not perfect. They done went through rocky moments and all that. Shit gon' happen, bro. But on that same path of shit happening, people wasn't petty, man. They pushed past some shit. You get what I'm saying? Some shit didn't hurt it. Some violation didn't happen.
That shit is almost like a form of grief.
But grown
because it's
no, it's not almost.
Look,
it's a form of grief, bro. So you trying to tell me I only got a year to get over this shit?
No. You don't have to get over it. But during the times to where, like something started clicking in your motherfucking head. And
something might trigger it.
You pissed off. Don't throw that in nobody's face.
Something might trigger it.
Because you may do some shit. We ought to been there. You want me to do some shit that then pissed you off, then violated you for real, and you want some like, hey, don't ever do that shit again. You get what I'm saying? You don't throw that shit in your woman's face a year later, 4 months later. You don't do that in an argument. Us men, we not doing that because I'm pushing past that. You get what I'm saying? We had that conversation. I forgive you. I don't forget what you did, though. You get what I'm saying? But I ain't going to be petty in our future and we have an argument and then say, oh, you remember when you did it? I'm not doing that.
But see, Smoo,
because I'm grown.
Which I get, but I think the issue with that is what you're doing is you putting your healing process on somebody else. Everybody's healing process it's different. And just because, like you say, men don't do that. Some men do that. But it, regardless of who don't, that's her healing process or whatever the case may be. And again, a lot of times when you trigger it down the line, you may be over it because y'all might not have ran into a situation like that within that year.
Right.
And then a year passed and then we in a situation, let's say we in the fucking grocery store and we run into the woman that you cheated with.
Mm-hmm.
That may trigger some shit. You see what I'm saying? So at that point, you may have been healed for real, But you see that, and it's just like, holy shit, they'd all come back. And I can't get mad at you for having an emotional reaction in that type of situation because, again, I caused it. And if I'm choosing to stay here, I'm choosing to deal with whatever comes with that. But that's why I can't really knock you for when you say, you know what, I'm out.
Right. But nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. But there is a problem with you putting your healing process and your timetable on somebody else. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
I understand that. I guess we all got standards. You know what I'm saying? Because some men can be up there and be disrespected by their woman and be calling their woman, be calling them bitches and hoes and saying they ain't nothing and they love each other. I can never do that.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's certain threat. I respect that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what y'all saying, but if it's me, look, if you said you didn't forgive me and some time didn't pass, I'm not saying a month didn't pass, some shit happened. No, right. I'm saying some true time. Mm-hmm. A year's a lot of time, bro. Some true time didn't pass, bro. Just give me some grace. I'm not saying give me some trust. I'm just saying give me a little grace, man.
Bro, she did. She did. You know, she ain't throwing it in your face for a whole 12 months.
Just give me some grace.
See,
she said, nigga, last time I let you go out after 2 a.m.,
this is what
you
happened.
Came home and you cheated.
Right.
Mm. I don't care. Even if you was good, exactly. You didn't slipped up and stayed out past 2 a.m. Exactly. Like you wasn't supposed to do.
Exactly.
Now I'm going to throw it back in your face because this now you done triggered my past PTSD from what you did last time.
I don't know, man.
That's the same way. If my woman cheated on me, if she cheated on me and it was after 2 a.m.
I'm a man, bro. I'm not about
to. And I'm saying,
it ain't even got to be thrown in your face. It could just be reminding you like why I'm insecure in this moment. Because I know a situation where talking with somebody, they cheated. They was young married couple. And, you know, afterwards or whatever, he, you know, he's been on the straight and narrow for like a year and a half, whatever, yada, yada, yada. But then this situation comes up where he's texting a coworker. And he like, hey, man, you know, what should I do? And then, you know, she mad because, you know, I'm doing this texting. It really ain't nothing. Like, she can look at my phone. Blah, blah, blah. But it ain't about you texting her. It's the fact that you messed up in the past. And now that you texting this woman that you work with, that you see several times a day, something could be up. So you can't be mad at her being upset, being that you got caught before. So it's shit like that, bro. Like, it could be the lightest of things. And you can have every good intention. But the fact that you dealing with somebody, even if it's light, and you did that in the past and got quiet about it, that's what kind of brings up those emotions.
Yeah, which is why, just like I said, I'm with Smooth on, hey, man, if I get caught, I'm leaving.
You got, yeah,
because,
for sure.
Because I don't want to deal all the way with that. You know what I'm saying? But, like I say, if you choose to stay, you got to understand what you're signing up. You got to read the fine print of what you're signing up for.
Both parties.
And that is, this shit may come up 3 years down the line. This shit may come up, you know, a year and a half later where you thought everything was good. We having a great day and something triggers it. And now she crying on the couch sitting right next to you. And you like, what the hell is wrong with you? But that thought came into her mind. But that's what you're signing up for when you violate and you choose to stay.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But hell of a podcast, man. On that note, we're going to go and wrap this thing up, man. I appreciate Patreon.
That was dope, though. That was dope. I like that.
You understand me? Again, the app is available, man, on all platforms.
Season.
Apple,
yes,
Android, goddamn
Apple
Fire
TV.
Stick TV, Roku.
All that.
Everywhere, man. Make sure y'all download the app.
$4.99, man.
First 7 days is free.
Download it and put it in your story.
Yeah, download it and put it in your story.
Facts.
Man.
Tag us. Matt going to give you $50 to a winner anywhere.
I got you.
Do my man right in there.
The money will look different. I got you.
If we get $1,000, he's giving away a free dog.
Never.
He said, whoa.
My bad.
These puppies like 10 bands a pop.
Hey, man, for sure, go download the app, man. Show us a lot of love, man. We really, really would appreciate it.
For sure.
We can start uploading a lot more content, change the scenery, have a new studio we record out of, you know, just try to upgrade this shit. So,
yeah, that's crazy. Sure. I might do a raffle of one of the puppies, man.
Man, you ain't doing shit.
What number? What's number I get to?
No, I'm talking about just a regular raffle. Like, put in a $20 raffle. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And shit, at the end of the raffle, whoever get pulled out the hat, they get the dog. I'll do that.
Big Ox.
God bless somebody.
Big Ox. Big
Ox. You got to realize these are.
Man, but it's part.
Yeah, I'm going to also tell you, though, you're going to have to show me pictures of how you living, bro. Because if you... because nah, I don't let my dogs go somewhere.
Just anywhere.
I don't do that. You get what I'm saying? Because these ain't no cheap-ass dogs. I'm not selling you no pit bulls. I'm selling you a bully, man. I'm selling you something that's a luxury item. I'm selling you a $10,000 dog. You get what I'm saying? I bred to a dog named Iron Mike that his semen was not cheap. That's just real. That's just in this game, bro. Why you laughing?
That dick not cheap.
His stuff. He was like $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying.
That was
for one nut. Like pause. All
right, come on.
I'm not bullshit.
Big Ox.
But he be a producer. Like he be selling them dogs for them for them shits. Like 20,000s and up. You know what I'm saying? I'm showing love at the 10. So if I do a raffle, you know what I'm saying? Like I got it. Like you got to show me. Like you got to video call me and show me how you living for real.
Dog name Iron Mike, huh?
Because I give you your money back. Oh, y'all boys crazy.
I don't know why you walked out. Why you open the door? Open the door to this bullshit.
Man, in the pod, man.
I'm trying, man. Be honest.
What's that boy's name, Mr.
I don't remember.
With the hat?
No, we not doing that.
No, I don't know, man.
We not doing that. On that note, man, we going to go ahead. $5,000
semen.
Get the
one nut.
One nut. Hey, my female really get pregnant off of one thing, bro. That's crazy.
We appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. Again,
what Dutch?
That's a dog breeder.
Do not name this pod one nut.
Nah, this pod is named Big Ox.
It should be named Big Diddy.
Hell nah. Just real quick before we get up out of here, man. The Diddy situation. Brief thoughts. What's y'all thoughts on how this is gonna turn out?
Hey, why? He going to jail tonight. Nah, he going to a country where they can't extradite him or some shit. Why would you say that shit?
That's what you think?
That's where he went. He went to Bali.
I think he's still in the States.
I don't know.
Pretty sure he's still in the States.
Nah, they caught a jet that he was supposed to be on that they had his name on and he wasn't on it. You understand me?
Yeah, so his jet was in Cape Verde.
It was in Miami.
They caught the nigga pacing outside somewhere.
But he wasn't on the jet.
It was his side chicks.
Who was on the jet.
Yeah, but he had his name on it.
Him and some of them brothers. They was walking him in Florida somewhere.
I'm just glad we was already aware of what was already going on, and that's a few of them just being his sex toys. Getting paid to be, we already knew that.
I think it's a really wild story because I think it's taking a lot of pressure off the Epstein situation that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
I think it's a lot more bigger upper people that's involved that they're trying to put all the blame on him.
Because I want to know why they raided the house.
That's another thing I was about to say too.
Why you raided?
They raided for videos and cameras and laptops for footage of his sexual activity.
They said allegedly he got some other people connected.
Yes, I think that could be on them footages.
That's why they went to go
that get went raided his crib.
No,
they got
that
the
so they can
raided,
so they
so
can
they
be
can hide yes, what they did
on their shit.
I mean, it's a lot of conspiracy.
It's a lot of conspiracy.
So if I'm him, I get to Bali and I show a snippet of somebody big and say, if y'all don't want the rest, I leave me the fuck alone. And you know it'll go away.
And also allegedly.
Yeah, but then that's gonna make him seem guilty.
Hey.
I mean, in my eyes, if that's what you do, and if you did that, then
somebody got to be the villain.
You are the lowest grade of the earth if you sexual trafficking people and drugging people and raping kids and stuff like that. There should be no extradition. You should be killed, stoned.
But we all know, you understand me, with trafficking people, you need like a big team. You need people of power to move that, not one person.
That's cool and all, but the fact that you want to entertain that or get involved in that speaks to your character.
That is true.
But to me, you should not, it should be gone. You should be gone off the face of the earth.
They get all that money, and I think they just feel invincible.
I
they can get away with
where
anything.
Where his money came from, bro.
They can do anything and everything. It's like, I'm him. Hey, I'm me. I can pay for you to be gone. I can pay for you for the rest of your life. Like, it's all that. So, I mean, they really feel like they can do whatever.
In my opinion, I always wondered, where did his money come from? Because well, your only biggest artist, the big still to this day, was Biggie Smalls. Everything else you ever put your hands on flopped. You get what I'm saying? Or they was this for like a couple years outside of Mary J. You get what I'm saying? He never had like a mega star. So where did your money come from?
That was all so, his business dealings, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
Sean, John, Ciroc, alcohol.
He was the owner of DeLeon.
I understand that. But when you start touching the billies, you need more than what we seen put on
he
the table.
He was getting paid $60 million a year by DeLeon, the owners of DeLeon, which they think they told up to like $1 billion over the years.
He live in New York. They got federal income taxes. They taking at least 47% of that.
No.
That's what they doing.
Jeff Bezos don't pay a dollar in taxes, and he has way more money than Diddy. Again,
Jeff Bezos has Amazon. You have to employ. That's the thing about people talk about the taxes shit. You have to employ people not to pay taxes. If it was just them, you have to.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
Have shell companies that you can write your expenses off on, and that's what these people be having. Know. 50, 60 20, shell yeah. companies that they write their expenses off know. To. That's why he able to do that. But did he have Sean John that was making 100-something million, which he sold. I think he recently sold his damn
DeLeon.
Publishing.
DeLeon.
But
that was his big moneymaker.
DeLeon. That's what killed him, though, for real.
Yeah, because he sued them. After he sold it, he sued them for
and now other shit
some million. But, I mean, I think he's the only thing that got me a little guilty with him is the Cassie situation.
Yeah.
Her coming out with that kind of threw me. But other than that, I mean, he innocent until proven guilty, and I don't want to make the man.
The other dude came out, too. Lil Rod. He came out with pictures and videos and shit.
Oh, shit, I ain't seen no pictures or videos. I know they say that he came out with
people
pictures
and
videos.
People know what, some shit went down. Because even but, saw, Luke, Uncle Luke, but he was like, him, after a certain time,
I think he signed the NDA.
Oh, Lil Rod, you talking about?
Yeah, he signed the NDA. And the way he described a certain rapper, I ain't going to say his name on here, but if you seen it, you seen. The way he described a certain rapper, he going to jail. Because you broke the context of the NDA. Real shit. I don't know if y'all seen it when these cameras go off. I'll let y'all know.
I tell you what though, because again, Feds is involved and shit like that. I think dude gonna get with them and be a cooperating witness. He ain't gonna do no time, because them niggas want him that badly for them to rush that crib like that and do that.
All three homes.
We trying to get him. It is what it is. So if you got pivotal information and videos and pictures and all that, come on, we gonna wipe that little NDA situation on up out of that. Don't even worry about that. Come on here, tell us everything you know. And they say Cassie and them still cooperating right now, even though you know they made us sign an NDA for the settlement, but they say she cooperating with the feds right now too. So. Yeah, it's not looking good, fellas. But on that note, man, we're going to go on and get up out of here, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Like we said, man, make sure y'all tap in, download the app. New merch is on the way. Just keep rocking with us, baby. We appreciate it.
Este es 170.
There it is. We're going to get on up out of here.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco,
episodio. Este es episodio.
Big Ox.
170.
It came out the with bush the big with that ox. Motherfucker.
Dog, we're going to get out of here with a record off that new Schoolboy Q album, man. It's called Lost Times featuring Jazzy. We gone.
Sure. All right.
Feel blessed, had the bread stash. I woke up feeling saucy, blew the whole bag. Get your hood max. Two kids, same baby mama, all black.
You know me though, alcohol ain't got a little shit that comes involved with it. It takes time, man. You know what I mean? I got some squirrels loose in this thing. Gonna be the one, and that's just how it works.
Slid through that many nights, I never met many like I say she like girls and won't mind. Fuck on her friends, I might not. Niggas stand clear when I drop. Niggas gonna learn when I talk. You see they move when I march. God, credit, bless, love, the realest. My thugs, my niggas, drugs and killers. How you hate me with a smile, my nigga? You foul, my nigga. You turn love into a cow, my nigga. Ayy.
pop, I did it. The block, I slid it. You hatin', I figured. No sleep on my pillow. You broken a bum. The worst of the scum was dapping your son. He know how I won. You see how I come. You see how I'm clutch. The only of us. Slid through that many nights. I never met many like I. You mentioned you and ain't lie. I know I'm great in their eyes. The first hoover that fly. I'ma put my fingers in the air for the lost times. Twist one, then I put it in the air for the lost times. I'ma throw this money everywhere for the lost times. I'ma get the bustin' in the air for the lost times. Slid through them many nights. Life, death and beauty, all alike. I tried so many times, like, how was I'ma climb the height? Who knew I'd be dynamite? You keep it in shade, you keep it in shade. Tryna shine all the light, yeah, on the game. Look, I learn the most when I get calls from a cell. We all need help, but first we must believe in ourselves. We all want wealth, right? But right, first we gotta learn how to fail. We all seen hell, right? So tell me then what's better than hell. Oh, wait, no matter what, we living it up. Life is what you make it, and it's still ain't enough. It's yo, on God in heaven, this all rock though. The homies didn't believe until I slid with you, right? Right. My mama, she didn't believe until I wrote pictures, right? Right. Got a call about some hate, still my dog, nigga, right? But instead extending your hand, you want me to dig with you, like.